Okay, today is February 24th, 2015, and we are having an interview of Kathy Betts by Katie Schneider.
Thank you, Kathy, for letting me interview you this morning. Kathy, my first question for you is, did you grow up in the Kansas City area?
Katie, I grew up on a farm in Grundy County, which is about 100 miles north of Kansas City.
Oh, wonderful. Do you have any fond memories of using the library as a child or a student before you became a professional librarian?
This is a wonderful question. It dates back to me to the time when there was actually a bookmobile. I said I grew up in the country. So this bookmobile would come to a certain designation. It was called Crookshank's Corner. My mother would drive us there, and there were two people in the bookmobile, and it was like having, you know, your library on wheels. And so the librarians always answered every question, suggested books, and it was like a treasure hunt on that bookmobile. Well, also, there was a town close by that had a wonderful library, William Jewett Norris Library, and that library is still in function in Grundy County, so I had a great time visiting it as well.
Great. Well, when you went to go visit the bookmobile or the library in a town nearby, what was your favorite book or author growing up that you just loved to read?
I think for me, it's kind of like kids still today like to read series, you know, because you get caught up in reading about characters and the solving the actions and plots that they are always involved in. So I really love Cherry Ames, the Hardy Boys, the Bobbsey Twins, and my go-to author at that time as a little kid was E.B. White. You know, every kid needs to read Charlotte's Web and Stuart Little.
Wonderful. Well, tell me about your first ever job working in a library.
Katie, actually, I worked in a school library. It was a super wonderful experience as a beginning library media specialist. Mm-hmm. I love to say that I opened Liberty Middle School here in Liberty, Missouri.
Oh, wonderful.
It was 1990, and I have also the caveat of saying I was the first librarian in the area to have an automated catalog and automated circulation and checkout. We had the library fallout system for our software, and I remember, though, in that library job of having to stay on Friday nights and back up the system on a 5 1/4 inch floppy, and it took a couple of hours. But that job in that library media center in that school, our main thing was creating lifelong learners and readers, obviously, being able to teach library skills and instilling a love of reading in those students and the faculty as well.
Great. Going back a little to the automation process, you spoke a little bit about, was there kind of a general excitement around that project, or were people, was there a fear, or how did people receive that?
People were excited about it. I think, again, people around the Kansas City area love technology, and as a new technology then, they were wanting to have the best for their children, and this was going to be an exciting way for the kids not to have to sign their name on a library card anymore and have a filing system in a shelving area. And so I really thought there was a lot of enthusiasm for that new technology. It was very involved in that. I still had to set up all the computer system and the software and have outside outreach of professional help with those computer systems at that time. But it was so exciting.
What a fun project. Well, Kathy, how long have you been a professional librarian?
I have worked in the library field for 25 years as a library media specialist in an elementary, in a middle school, and then as a library coordinator of a school district. And I'm pleased to say I'm working now in Mikana Public Library as an access specialist, and the library, public library field is awesome.
Yay! That's good to hear. well, we already touched on this a little bit, but I'll ask you, maybe there's a few other things. What are some of the biggest ways that librarianship has changed over the years that you have personally witnessed?
I have to start out by saying, Katie, that over time, we've always maintained energy and excitement in the library field and librarianship. That is of paramount importance. What I've seen is a really big change, though, are the formats. There are so many formats. Think of the evolution. You know, think back to microfiche. Newspapers, you know, were hard copies. Now you can get every newspaper in the world online. Think back to cassettes, and then we went to CDs, and, you know, DVDs, and now we have high definition. We had VHS, we had beta. So the formats of all those kinds of sources of information has really evolved. I have to say that access, though, is also grown, you know, beyond the physical walls of a library, where, again, you can have a library anywhere you go, anywhere in the world, if you have access to the internet, and that's been fabulous. I have to say, though, too, the availability, you know, again, with that online access, you cannot ever say, I can't get that book, I can't get that information, because someone will help you connect to the World Wide Web and have that. And I also do think another small change has been marketing, and I think librarianship is getting on board with how to reach out to their patrons, their customers, their community, their children, you know, whoever the audience is, how can we connect with them in big ways to engage them in the library world.
Great. Those are some big changes. When you look back at your library career, what are you most proud of, or what are a few things that you're most proud of?
I would have to say I am most proud of, I hope, instilling a love of reading in, again, whoever my students were or my colleagues or even my friends and family. That is so important to be able to be excited about what you are reading or the information you're accessing, and finding ways to use that information and those new ideas so that you become an innovative and inspirational person to those around you. I'm really proud also of having author visits. I think that is key for students and adults of all ages to be able to meet that person who they've been reading their books and their novels for such a long period of time. And to be able to ask that person, that author, a question, I think really engages that reader and gets them more excited about continuing reading other books by that particular author. So I always love to have also book clubs, you know, and have a group of people around me, again, whether it be students or friends or family or other adults, and talk about a book that we all had in common for reading, and then getting ideas from them. What are other books that you guys would offer for us to read and be excited about?
Kathy, do you still see students or former coworkers or teachers that you used to work with around the community?
Being here at Woodneath Library Center, I am able to have great joy every day in finding someone who comes into Woodneath Library Center that I have had a relationship with in the past. I have lived in the Liberty area for over 25 years, and being, again, a member of the community as well as a professional educator here. So I see people that I have known for a long time, and they are library users, and I hope in part, maybe to one little thing I said, you know, to them, to keep them being engaged in the library.
Well, what is an aspect of librarianship that you see as lacking or disappointing to you?
You know what, right away, the only thing that comes to mind, and there are so few things that are disappointing, but this is just what I would call overwhelming. There's an information explosion, as you're well aware of. And so with that, the librarian, how do I know everything? How do I get this information out to others? And so the best thing to feel confident about is I know how and where I can go find that information to impart it to others. And so I just see us continuing to have more information at our fingertips constantly, and we have to be aware of how to get that information into the hands of those that are requesting it. And so I really like how librarianship involves surveying and communicating with others to get and find out what their needs are.
Well, Kathy, do you have a favorite group of people that you like to work with? And if so, why?
Okay, I'm a people person. I love people of all ages. I love to visit and talk and you know, share stories just like this. But probably my favorite are elementary and middle age students. You know, they are on the brink of finding out what their reading interests are, mm-hmm. if they're going to be really a lifelong reader, how can I help them become a lifelong reader, that kind of thing. So young people, it's good for them to see other role models around them who are readers, you know, and be able to look to those people and say, okay, you know what, I remember my dad sitting mm-hmm. in his favorite chair, reading the newspaper, reading National Geographic, reading Sports Illustrated. Now mm-hmm. the kids might say, you know what, I see my dad reading on his iPad. I see mm-hmm. him reading on his tablet. I see him with his laptop doing his work. And so, you know, I think it's important for those young people to see others reading.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a favorite book or author over the years that you like to recommend to library patrons?
I do. I'm a Missourian. Yeah. I'm proud of it. Hey, why don't we just go with Mark Twain?
Wonderful.
You know, that's his pseudonym. We know Samuel Langhorne Clemens. And so you think of all of the volume of work that he's produced, mm-hmm. and it's still engaging to others. You know, you can't get beyond having so much humor in his books. And mm-hmm. They are just masterpieces, some of his books, you know. And he inspires us, I think, as Missourians. You know, the other fun thing, too, I like to read interesting, fun stuff, Dr. Seuss. And here we have mm-hmm. his birthday coming up in March, you know.
Yes.
Everybody knows Cat in the Hat. And his inclination toward language and creating language and creating rhyme and just creating a new way to mm-hmm. use words is so fun for yeah. people of all ages.
Well, what are some of the biggest differences you see in working in a school library versus the public library atmosphere that now that you've been in this arena for the last, almost 2 years or so?
Well, I see common traits that we share, actually, to mm-hmm. begin with. Obviously, literacy is so important to both public and school librarians. We know that the key to success, then, is enthusiasm for whoever our audience happens to be. And our audiences, we know, are all ages in the public library. At school, of course, mm-hmm. we have the students who are pre-kindergarten through 12th grade. So you have a narrow window there of ages to deal with. I like in public librarianship that we have so many programs for community members, no matter what their interests are. Mm-hmm. As I just mentioned earlier about surveying, we want to find out what those mm-hmm. program needs are and address them. We want to find out what our other ways we can serve all patrons in our community as taxpayers. We share mm-hmm. again, public and school librarians, that we do have a common base for mm-hmm. being taxpayers. I see, though, the resources are more infinite mm-hmm. and broad in the public library area. With Mid-Continent Public Library and all of our branches, you know, we have access to so many resources in so many different formats that is exciting, I think, for mm-hmm. people to know about.
Great. Well, what advice would you give to a new librarian just starting out in the library world?
No matter what, you know, customer service has to be in your heart. You have to have a passion for helping other people. You have to be able to have the energy to stick to and persevere when they mm-hmm. ask you something. Whoever it is, that child, that adult is asking you a question about ideas or information or books or authors or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and you want to be able to stay on the course and find that answer for that audience person. So I think customer service always is a mm-hmm. common denominator for all people who are in the public mm-hmm. service field.
Wonderful advice. Thank you. Last question. How do you feel about the future of libraries and the future of reading?
You know, the future of libraries and reading, I am inspired to believe that both of those will survive as a necessity to quality and purpose in our lives. I know that how powerful the written word is. We know libraries and reading are gateways to knowledge. You've heard the old saying, readers are leaders, obviously. Mm-hmm. So in today's world, you can read anywhere you can go. You can read at any time. You have access in so many ways. There should not be a wall to having access to reading and to libraries. I think very much that we may see a way that libraries and reading morph in the future. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll morph into new looks, into new devices, and to new standards of getting out the reading area of interest to all different kinds of mm-hmm. people. I have to say too, you know, here's my message. Keep reading. I am proud to say that I own one of the bricks at Whitney Library Center, and that was a great thing for me to be inspired to remember that I want to get that message across to all people. Please keep reading.
Wonderful. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
It has been my pleasure to talk about libraries and librarianship.
Great. Thank you.